those two chimneys.
Yeah.
Now, do you suppose all the fireplaces went to those two chimneys or pots and start them that way and then take them out later? But,
sure. Well,
you know.
Like trees over the winter.
Yeah, well, that won't be a problem around here, right? Well, good afternoon. I'm Kent Hubbell. I'm a member of the faculty in architecture, and I'm currently the dean of students. And this is John Ulberg.
I'm a landscape architect with the facility planning office.
And we are here to talk about the history of the Cornell landscape, both spaces, places, and buildings. I guess it's fair to say that we are sort of absorbed and obsessed by this subject, and down through the years, we've come to really love the history of the landscape and the buildings of Cornell. So we'd like to spend the next several chat rooms talking about the history of Cornell. We'd like to start with the Arts Quad, and we're sitting here on the A.D. White bench.
Well, the Arts Quad is a good place to start because it represents so much of the history of Cornell and actually encapsulates lots of stories about the growth of the campus from 1868 to the present.
And to that point, let me stand up and read to you the inscription on this bench from A.D. White. To those who shall sit here rejoicing, to those who shall sit here mourning, sympathy and greetings. So have we done in our time, 1892, A.D. White and his wife. And from what we know of A.D. White and his habits, in the evening, he and his wife used to walk down from their house that's behind us, of course, up on the knoll, down amongst a grove of trees, an alley of trees, and then arrive here and sit and to just take the view and sort of contemplate the day's activities as they watch the sunset. And of course, in the early days of Cornell, this place overlooked A.D. White's, or Ezra Cornell's home, which was just south and west of us here at the bottom of Live Slope.
Yeah, this is an incredible commanding view of the valley, and A.D. White's attraction to this site is very similar to Ezra Cornell's attraction to this area, and in fact his choice of this site for his university had a lot to do with its exposure to that western view.
As you think back of the campus in that period of the mid to late 19th century, you have to remember that the landscape had been largely denuded of trees. You'd look across the landscape that was altogether different. You know, it was very agrarian. This was a rubble and relatively rude farm landscape, and Ezra Cornell's farmstead was just down the hill at the bottom of Live Slope.
Right. You can picture cows grazing on Live Slope. Not today, but there was a time. This bench is here for a reason. As Kent says, Andrew Dixon White and his wife sat here and looked at sunsets and enjoyed the view. And the fact that the bench is here in turn affects how other things happen on campus. For example, it became the locus of this President's Walk, which became the southern boundary of the Arts Quad eventually. The bench also tells stories about White himself and his predisposition to certain materials, certain types of architecture, and monuments on campus.
It's very interesting, too, that while A.D. White took his architecture very, very seriously and had perhaps arguably the largest library of architectural texts in the country, you know, he, with Ezra Cornell, made a very interesting pair because Ezra Cornell's pragmatism played off against A.D. White's desire for things that were architecturally quite refined. And you see that debate played out in the form of a variety of types of buildings down through the 19th century, probably into the early 20th century. So, for example, while A.D. White was traveling in Europe, Ezra Cornell decided that there would be a science building in the midst of the Arts Quad, and it took some number of years to get it off the Arts Quad. So this interplay between the sensibilities of these two men really does inform the fabric of the campus in a very significant way to this day.
It's more than a matter of aesthetics. It's a real visceral connection that landscape and the presence of this campus has on people.
So with this, perhaps we should go over and take a look at Morrill. Wow.